Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us on the line is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Really interesting. A few items in your column today. And of course, most of our listeners are aware that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has sort of targeted education for reform. And there's more on that, including a possible challenge by Speaker Silver to that idea.
Yeah, the governor put forward a bunch of what looks like will be an aggressive agenda going into next year on education, but a lot of it is anathema, not just to the public employee unions, the teachers' unions, but the speaker himself, who obviously is very powerful, and it could make for a very interesting political battle the first couple of months of next year during the budget negotiations.
And, of course, that would mean just opposition from the speaker, which really arguably the second most powerful person in the state.
Yeah, and, Shelley Silver has been very deferential to Governor Cuomo during the first 4 years. They're both Democrats. He didn't want to fight. But I think on issues like this, the governor is looking like he's going to try and change how the Board of Regents, which oversees the education bureaucracy, how they're picked right now. Basically, Shelley Silver controls the process. The governor wants the regents to basically answer to him. He also wants to expand charter schools, something the speaker is very reluctant to do and might fight that tooth and nail as well. So it could get very interesting. The governor's popularity numbers, his poll numbers, are not as strong as they used to be. And if Shelley Silver, who's been doing this a long time, sees a chance to pounce, people think he will.
Well, something else very interesting, perhaps we've buried the lead here, but the idea that there is an Inspector General's office report, as you mentioned, a possible bombshell here as they investigate the Thruway Authority.
Yeah, there's an investigation going on. Supposedly, it's close to being resolved. They're writing a report. Supposedly, it goes right up to the upper echelons of Thruway Authority management. The Cuomo people are said to have already approached several people about possibly replacing Tom Madison, the executive director of the Thruway Authority. So this is going to be something to watch over the next couple of days or weeks.
We've been speaking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, also the Monday columnist. And you can read more about it at newyorkdailynews.com, including another item where he talks a little bit more about Cuomo's, well, role or no role in the fracking decision. Ken, thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime. Be well.